Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Jeff Jackson, the Executive Director for Dallas County ISU Extension. Jeff, thank you once again for joining me.
Oh, it's always an honor to come hang out with you, Joe.
Well, the honor is all mine, and the reason that we have you in here today is to talk about a little thing coming up here in July. Maybe you've heard of it. It's the Dallas County Fair.
Yeah, we're all getting prepared for the fair. I think stress levels in the office has gone up tenfold. It's good. We look forward to this.
All right. Well, one thing that is new this year that you wanted to mention is open classes. What is this and what can you tell me about it?
Absolutely. So we have, for the first time in probably 15 years, we have an open class in photography offered for the fair for all ages. So there's going to be a 17 and under age group and then an adult age group. It's being sponsored by the Waukee Area Arts Council. And so they're putting some money towards, there's even prize money out there. Every first place is going to receive $100. But there's three categories. There's farm or rural life, there's animal or wildlife, and then there's just general open. Although they don't want to see how good you are at Photoshop. They said this is for photography, not those Photoshop experts. Photos can be up to 11 by 14, and the rules are available on the Dallas County Fair Board's website. They're also on our website, and they're pretty much standard to what the state fair uses for their photo submissions.
All right, very cool. So people should take advantage of that. Now, getting down to the fair itself, it runs from when to when?
Runs from July 11th through July 15th. So it'll really get started July 11th. In the morning, it really kind of gets kicked off with the horse show. The horse show starts at 7:30 a.m. So bright and early on July 11th, come out, get some breakfast at the 4-H food stand and help yourself to the horse show. And then from there, the rides will get started up and the fair will officially kick underway.
All right. So that's Wednesday. Now it continues Thursday, and there's a very specific theme for the Thursday.
Thursdays are Clover Kids Day. So really that third grade through kindergarten that we talk about for 4-H aspects and for extension, a lot of our Clover Kids are going to get to have their exhibits out and be able to showcase them. There'll be a lot of activities, a lot of hands-on activities for those kids, kindergarten through third grade. And then there's actually going to be dollar rides all day for the kids. So it's really Kids Day. We really look forward to that day.
Absolutely. Then Friday, what is the theme for Friday?
Yes, Friday is our Share the Fun Day. And so there's actually two pieces that happen. There's the Share the Fun, and then we also have the working exhibit. So Share the Fun is kind of like your talent show for all of our 4-H youth, and even some of our Clover kids get to experience the Share the Fun. They'll be maybe doing a song and dance. They'll do a video. Maybe they'll just do a fun little skit. So you really want to be out there. It's loads of fun for that. Obviously, it's sharing the fun. And then from there is the working exhibits. We did some of these for the National Weather Service. You might have heard me talk about that here, where they got sometimes they're take-home projects, so, you know, take-home barometers, anemometers. You know, we have severe weather happening all around, and so chance for that. But sometimes it's a fun Pinterest thing that somebody learned. And so these students will actually get to teach others how to make that, the science behind it. Maybe it's STEM-related. Maybe it's even agriculture-related. And so they're called working exhibits. And so there'll actually be students there at certain time slots working through and showing how those exhibits work.
Very cool. Now, that's just Wednesday through Friday. Anything specific going on for Saturday and Sunday of the fair?
Oh, there's always something going on. You can check out the Fair Board's website for the Dallas County Fair. They've got so many different things happening, from rodeos to live music happening to we've always got 4-H things happening. There'll be a lot of different animal shows. The livestock barns are always open. The food stand is always open, and all the food you buy right there at the 4-H food stand. There's other food stands, too. You can enjoy those, but if you go to the 4-H food stand, that money does go to support 4-H. And so we appreciate that. And it goes right back to helping the kids and the clubs. So there's a lot of different things. There's going to be a pet show. The bucket bottle calf show is the one you really want to check out on Saturday. That is fantastic because they get to dress their animals up. And so if you've ever wanted to see a cow in a superhero costume, that's the place to go.
I don't know if I've ever wanted to see that, but now that you've mentioned it, it's kind of on my bucket list now. So, and the pun was intended.
I like it. Well done. Well played.
All right. So that's a lot of stuff going on. How would you encourage people to give the Dallas County Fair a try, maybe if they haven't been for a long time or if they've never been?
Absolutely. Great question. A lot of times, you know, people start thinking the state fair because that may be something they've experienced and they say, wow, that's just, it's so big and so busy and there's just, it's so overwhelming sometimes. Or, you know, I'm really just there for the food and then I leave. Well, the beauty is it's free. It's a free fair. So come on out, check it out. Parking's free. The fair is free. Walk on in. Get yourself that funnel cake or that corn dog. Enjoy that food. Enjoy the atmosphere and feel free to head home anytime. It is smaller than the state fair, obviously, but it's not one of your really small town fairs either. When I first came in last year was my first year experiencing it, and I was in awe over it. It's wonderful because I feel comfortable enough to let my daughter just go run and play and have fun with her friends. It's a small enough area, so I know where she is, but there's so much to do that it keeps you busy for a good day and a half even. And so that would be my encouragement, is just to go out. It's free. You're not losing anything. Come out, meet some great people, and just have a lot of fun.
Absolutely. And I will give a plug for ourselves here at Raccoon Valley Radio. Our Big Red Radio will be there every day of the fair. It should be just about every day, if not every day. We will be out there playing music and broadcasting live. So
I'll get you a corn dog too. I'll take care of you, Joe.
All right. Well, anything else about the Dallas County Fair that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
Absolutely nothing else I can think of other than you need to go. You need to check it out and have a lot of fun.
All right. Well, Jeff Jackson with Dallas County Extension, thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate it. That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Jeff Jackson. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. Included in the online version of this program is a link to the Dallas County Fair Board's website, where you can view a full list of events at the 2018 Dallas County Fair. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.